Good morning to you, Ralphie.
Hello, guys. Only two people I'm prepared to be on hold for.
Yes.
One of them, the king of WA in Willie Pike, and the other one, the king of Victoria in Dusty Martin. And given Dusty doesn't do interviews, it's basically Willie.
Yep.
He's what a cult hero he is. He's, and what a great career move to come across for a couple of months and, dominate over here and then get back to the home pass. WA.
Now, you're a Saturday afternoon punter. Your mates with William Pike, the question, there's a few answers coming through at the moment, or replies, is that who would be the most popular jockey, the sporting star in racing at the moment? He wouldn't be far off, would he, Pikey, at the moment?
No, I think Pikey's the man. I mean, yep. there are so many other superstars, you know, whether it's Craig Williams or D. Oliver, you know, in Victoria. But I think everyone's got mixed emotions about those blokes because there's always been, you know, something that they've dominated on. There's something that they've run inside them. Something that they've butchered. And so I think with Pikey, I mean, because he's got up on so many favourites out in the West, and my man, the specialist, he's always throwing his William Pike tips. And so, yeah, I mean, no, I'm not saying he's the best. I'm just saying he's the bloke out there that's got that absolute top status.
Yeah, he's building quite the brand at the moment. Talking about brands, North Melbourne Football Club, will they... They've suffered a little bit with their brand, you could say, over the last 3 or 4 years after their success when they were making preliminary finals. But the move to sign David Noble, I think, is a big positive. Have you been hearing his press conference? How has he handled himself in his first really official press conference as the coach of the North Melbourne Football Club?
Yeah, as I think with many things he's done in his career, he just knocked it out of the park. You know, I was one who probably drank the Reece Shore Kool-Aid. You know, I just saw, you know, the person he was and just felt like, you know, his early rounds as a caretaker coach, they played such an outstanding brand of football that I thought was sustainable. And then, you know, I think if you're a North Melbourne fan, you're probably on edge for a lot of his short coaching career. All of the fans that would have tuned in today would have just taken a deep breath and just a real sense of relief. You know, he talked about, you know, not having massive goals in terms of wins and losses. He talked about why he wanted to coach his club, even though a couple of weeks back he talked about being on the CEO path. You know, he just talked about, you know, the good decisions that North Melbourne has already made in terms of their list management, in terms of, you know, bringing in, you know, some of the senior coaches, the assistant coaches like John Blakey. And so, yeah, it was a really reassuring press conference that didn't make grand aspirations of premierships in coming years, but talked about a methodical build. And I think as a result, North Melbourne could not have chosen a more appropriate senior coach.
Reading a few of his quotes on the North Melbourne Twitter site, he says that the North Melbourne Football Club fits his value set. Can you explain what he was meaning by that?
Well, I think that, you know, as much as he would have loved to have been Dustin Martin, he's had to work really hard for everything that he's been able to achieve in football. And so for those that don't know the journey there, yeah, clearly only two games there of AFL football and then worked through, you know, from up to Tacoma through to the Oakley Chargers, through to Adelaide, you know, list management in football, as the head of football, and of course at the Brisbane Lions. So, you know, I think with David Noble, what you see is what you get. You know, you see a bloke who has had to extract every little bit of talent out of himself to get where he wants to be. I don't think he's going to be the bloke that's going to give us the sexiest quotes. I don't think he's going to be the guy that's going to give us the extraordinary move that you just think, how did that happen on the field? But he's going to minimise his mistakes and the club's mistakes through list management, through sports science, you know, through the development of players. And there has been an extraordinary amount of doom and gloom spoken. I think, you know, by some who have damaged their personal relationships, you know, through the media, you know, Damien Barrett and Carolyn Wilson have been really critical of them. You know, some of it valid and some of it not. But I think for the North Melbourne Football Club, clearly on with it up because he's the right man and they have some elite young talent. So many clubs that have turned out their coach or have lost them through the circumstances that North Melbourne have basically been at rock bottom and have had to go back to the draft. You know, I still look at the kids there through Nick Larkey and Cam Zerha. I think Taron Thomas could still be an absolute, could be a champion of the game. Mm-hmm. That's how highly I rate him. You know, there's players there like Josh Simpkin and Luke Davies Uniac. It's a really solid base to move from with some senior players there, including, of course, Ben Cunnington and Todd Goldstein. You know, it's a really nice base to bounce from. If not immediately, then certainly with a couple of drafts worth of talent in the next couple of drafts.
Hey, Ralphie, what kind of football do you think they'll play?
Well, I think, you know, you have to look at what they've done at the Brisbane Lions in that, you know, they play... They started with a pretty defence-first methodology. You know, they played a lot down the boundary. And then when they're able to establish the elite talent and the marking talent up forward, they change. They cut their cloth to suit their needs. So I think that right now, What they have got are not star-marking forwards. But as he said in the press conference, he said, I was really worried about the lack of speed. But they've been able to bring in Caden Stevenson and Artu Bosin-Belangdi. And they will hope to secure some of that more speed in the draft. But so if you look at their forward line right now, I mean, you probably think of Karen Thomas and Jaden Stevenson up forward. You know, certainly Artu was the crumbing forward. You know, I think Nikolaki is an elite forward, you know, in the making. I'd love to see them, you know, bring in one more key position forward, even as a listed free agent. You know, that Sean McKernan type, almost as a punching bag, just so Nikolaki isn't the one that gets the best defender every week. And so, you know, I think clearly they're going to be a strong clearance team with, you know, the likes of Ben Cunnington there and Jed Anderson. They want to move the ball really quickly. They've got a solid defensive foundation with the likes of Robbie Tarrant there. But they're not going to have those strong key marking forwards. So they're going to have to give them quick, and they're going to have to really cut their cloth, you know, with a small, you know, medium-sized forward line.
Is this the times these days when you read that Paul Ruse is going to have a role going forward at this football club now at North Melbourne? David Noble's been appointed. You've got John Blakey, who's basically the senior assistant coach. Do you think the clubs will be going for more experience these days and taking a punt on a young coach like a Reece Shaw?
Well, yeah, look, I just think the Reece Shaw model, and, you know, as I said, me being someone who puts my hand up and thought that, you know, as young as he was, that he could have been a roaring success. Now, he was the dual AFL Assistant Coach of the Year. So it wasn't that he was a speculative pick. It's just that obviously some of the issues that he had made him unable to coach. I always think of what Gillon McLachlan has said. You know, one really bad decision can blow up a football club for 5 or 10 years. And so I think what clubs are trying to do these days is not play your senior players until the list is dead and it takes you 10 years to rebuild. Not trying to, you know, have an exodus of football talent like Essendon threatened to at one stage. So it's not necessarily the high-risk thing. It's your minimisation of risks. And I think that's what David Noble is. You know that at the worst case for him, you know, they'll play, you know, finals in 3 or 4 years. They might not win a premiership and it might be time to move him on. Now, I love people like Mark Williams, and I still think that Mark Williams is probably more of a chance to win a premiership than they are under David Noble. But probably Mark Williams is more of a chance for the club to go pear-shaped as well.
Yep.
And so I think that's what North Melbourne's thinking to themselves. You know, at the worst case, we still know that he's going to be a 6 out of 10. Now, he might not be a 12 out of 10 like Mark Williams, but, you know, but the club's not going to be blown up. And so, like, I think you have to realise after a really disastrous situation there with Reece Shaw, you know, which could have been really terrible if he had coached on next year and very early on in the season, he'd realised he wasn't able to do it anymore. You know, I think they've avoided that kind of risk.
I think most clubs have worked out now that you can put in a wonderful man manager or a people's person as the number one individual to lead your footy club from a coaching perspective. But then you can put some great minds around you. I know that the salary cap regarding your footy department has gone down, but John Blakey, and then you can have some other people around you that are really good tactical wise, and then you can work as a team. So it's trying to get not only your best team on the pitch, but also your best team off the pitch to make you the best football club you possibly can
yeah,
be.
Yeah, that's a great point. Yeah, and I think that the one thing that when you see and when you listen to the Noble, he's such a gregarious guy. I mean, you can just have a conversation with him for hours because he's just such a lovely fella.
Yeah.
And yet everyone who speaks to him about the teams that he's coached back in the day before he was a football boss says that he was hard as a cat's head. You know, he put it between your eyes when he needed to. I think that's the wonderful thing that we've seen with Chris Fagan, and we've seen it, you know, in some of the Fox footy games where he's, you know, really sprayed his team at halftime. You know, he will do it at times. The players that play under him at North Melbourne will be aware of the fact that it's there, but he doesn't have to do it all the time. And you know what? I mean, I look at someone like Jade Rawlings, who had such a great coaching resume, and yet he was really hard on some of those North Melbourne players, and maybe it was, you know, the fact of hub life as well. You know, players are increasingly fragile. You know, you just aren't able to do it anymore. You know, the old Dennis Pragan spraying of a player once every 3 weeks, you just can't do it. And so as much as you and I would say, well, maybe players have gone soft, they're just different. They're just made up differently these days. They want to accept feedback in a more positive way. And so coaches just have to move with the times.
Great stuff, Ralphie. Looking forward to catching up with you tomorrow. There's plenty to discuss. First test side, the Australian A cricket match, what's happening with the tennis industry at the moment here in Melbourne. Plenty of footy news. The question that I've got for you and Courtney tomorrow, and I'll give you 24 hours to think about it. If you're the Collingwood Football Club and you see the free agents, like on 50 and 51 of your paper, the Herald Sun today, What player are you concentrating on trying to get? With all of the pain that you went through this year regarding your PR disaster, getting rid of Treloar, Phillips, and the players that left your football club, Stevenson as well, but what player do you want who is available regarding being a free agent in 2021?
So, I like that, and I'll just think about it as well, and I might provide the answer tomorrow. Why in the hell would you want to come to the Collingwood Football Club? So they've got their I've got 12 months to get their house in order as well. So can't wait to have a chat about that as well too with Courtney Walsh tomorrow.
Good on you, Rolfie. Thanks for that.